And this was the word of the Lord.
Shua Day on Saturday.
And may all of you have a very happy day.
The word of the Lord. This Cuba's chief meteorologist.
You see?
Thank you, Radio. Thank you. Thank you. On your way. The important and effective part of the Spanish Holy Week in the service of the young age of 32 years is popular and
Caribbean community stressed the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of all the countries of the hemisphere. This information came to a communique issued by the CARICOM Secretary Adriana Llena on the occasion of the meeting of the Council of Foreign Community Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blessing of Cuba, the conclave commended the preparations of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM for a high-level meeting on December 8th. The commemoration highlights Cuba's excellent relations with the Carlisle neighbors, whom it provides scholarships for students and friends, doctors and nurses. Apart from examining the many other issues related to the foreign relations, the Caribbean countries did not want to avoid arrangements to the 9th summit of the Americas scheduled for Los Angeles next June. The convening forum went part of a routine preparation in charge of State Department officials to involve the White House to view the rejection of several Latin American Caribbean leaders and announcing the exclusion of three Caribbean countries. The high point of the response to Washington's plan was provided by the Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who stated that he would not attend the summit for the exclusion, although that's how he said, to coordinate immediately the delegation. Other presidents of the region and even the President of Argentina on behalf of CELAC, the Committee of Latin American Caribbean States,
There are over 140 million people in the United States in or near poverty, so they never got a pass.
like SOS USA.
People are also calling Cuba a repressive dictatorship that they jail people for no reason.
Well, if you're looking for a country that jails people for literally no reason, look no further than the United States, the country with the world's largest prison population. Despite representing less than 5% of the world population, the U.S. has nearly 25% of the world's prison population. And while nearly half of all prisoners in the were convicted of non-violent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who crashed the world financial system and put millions of people out of work, the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers who literally die on the job, they don't go to prison. They get richer. Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters, but the cops in this country spent the last year beating peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 2,000 people were arrested. People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here. 67% of declared bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical debt. Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level? There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness. We have the worst COVID response in the entire world. I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us. So the U.S. isn't attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression. They economically strangle and attack Cuba because if socialism were allowed to succeed, people in the United States would have no reason to support capitalism. The rich wants 100 millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and fear socialism because they distract from the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing them.
We're on Facebook. You can find us there and like us on Facebook. Give us a big thumbs up. Find us on Twitter. We have a channel on Telegram. You can also check us out on the web. Machine Radio, real time there. www.radiohc.com. Over on the right hand side toward the top, if you're on a computer, you'll see it. It says a super in English. It's a super in English. In English, it's to listen to us live. A super in English. Sometimes I'm told now that on the Android, on your cell phone, it could be at the bottom. It's down, falls all the way to the bottom. So you scroll down the bottom and try to get it. It's teaching us from you. You click on that, listen to us live, and you can talk to your speakers. There you go. Keep on going. Send you a little live if you can. And you can check out the list of food and posts on the web. You can get news stories, commenting, other good stuff, photos, and other people like that. And you can just check out on the internet. Again, it's www.radiohc.com. Dr. Lopez got me. She can have pictures of the student business and very good care. At a special meeting, at the top surface school. How would you say?
The point of the trial is that the family of the government is called using the territory to tell us all this. The jailers and the videos have been supported in the United States in the Council of Ministers, where he analyzed issues of great importance to the country. He also recognized U.S. position and principles in relation to the violence, climate of the Americans, which was their choice to resume the state and camps in the U.S. city of Los Angeles. He also U.S.
Church.
From the beginning, we are the oldest United States government in physics, and that included so much of the America. For the reason the command of the government of the United States, from its initial intention, it was and now it is extinct. It was their intentions to shoot its several countries, including Cuba, despite the strong government demands to end exclusions in this country. The United States has been making intense efforts from assisting brutal pressure to demobilize the just and strong demands of the majority of countries in the region that the summit should be inclusive.
It is in a situation in which this entire call from the summit has been taking place. All the demands from the countries of the region and the way in which the United States has been acting. We can only thank the courage and dignified position of the countries that have raised their voices against the missions of the summit of the Americas. We wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region who have firmly demanded that all must be united in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case we will not attend the summit of America, and that as always, things have happened in the past. We are certain, we are convinced that the Cuban boys will be first in the summit of the America.
We are listening to an excerpt from a speech of the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, Cuban President Garofalo, who wrote it in the morning. He participated in Wednesday in the Council of Ministers and analyzed important issues of the domestic agenda. The president announced the maneuver of the U.S. government to exclude several countries in the region, including ours, from the 9th Summit of America, and made clear the Arab's position on the Nile.
But if there's a chance of Lopez with other questions.
Since the 1960s, the United States has imposed an economic and financial blockade on Cuba, which remains as a fundamental obstacle for the country's development. Although the trade sanctions reform and the Export Enhancement Act of 2000 authorized certain commercial agricultural imports to Cuba, that law also prohibited U.S. government support and private financing for such imports. The legislation established payments in cash and advance, that is, before the products are shipped to Cuba. They account for a fraction of 1% of U.S. agricultural exports in recent years. It is a one-way trade because by law, the window of Cuban exports and restrictions of financing are maintained. There is no possibility of credit to the island, and Cuba faces enormous obstacles. It is forced to go to third market, sometimes distant, and it has to deal with increased on costs that these procedures result in. Bilateral agricultural trade would benefit the Cuban people, but also large numbers of U.S. farmers. They could expand markedly to key elements of the trade for removed. He was located only 90 miles from Southern Port, and therefore the potential for U.S. agricultural growth is achievable. Today's restrictions on sales of agricultural products to Cuba are contrary to international trade laws, and they damage the possibilities of development and well-being of Cuban citizens.
In Cuba, we see
repercussions for it. The same system that sees black folks and other people of color with their disproportionate jail sentences when compared to their white counterparts.
It's also the same system that saw Patrick Layola, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, murdered by a police officer in Michigan. Video footage and experts have said that the young man was shot in the back of the head by the police officer. This is yet another